one more time. All right. Okay. Ready, everybody. It's music from Maroon 5. Makes Me Wonder. You find it on their newest release. It won't be soon. Before long, it is Friday morning, and you're with Jenny and Blake.
Kind of a toasty weekend. Maybe you want to spend it indoors, maybe at least for a few hours. Check out some movies this weekend.
Dawn and John joining us with our movie night traffic light. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Great. Doing really well.
Good.
Good. We got a couple of movies this week. The first one is called Evening, so named, I think, because if you start watching it around noon, you won't be done until sometime that evening.
Oh, no, it's a long one.
That's actually pretty funny, John.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. That only took like 20 shows.
Well, the movie Evening, Jenny is going to appreciate this way more than you guys, apparently, but it stars a whole lot of actresses that we know. There's Claire Danes, Vanessa Redgrave, there's Meryl Streep, and even Glenn Close.
Oh, wow, together.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, yep. But Vanessa Redgrave, she's on her deathbed, and she's kind of slipping in and out of reality a little bit, and here's a clip of when she does that one time, and she's telling her daughters, or revealing to her daughters, a little secret from her past.
Harris is my only love.
Who's Harris, Mom? Is he an old boyfriend of yours?
Mine and Buddy's. Buddy loved him too. Harris and I killed Buddy.
Ooh.
Oops. Is there more?
No, that's it.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right? That's it? That's
I think there was a what are you talking about, Mom,
Hold on.
Oh. Mom, what are you talking about?
Ooh,
yeah.
Murder mystery.
Yeah. Well, really, the movie is kind of an emotional journey of a woman that's dying and confronting secrets from her past and her two daughters that are trying to figure out what happened and try to figure out how to live without their mom, too.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. I don't know what this old lady was dying from in the movie, but it was
boredom.
Sure killing me.
I'm sure.
Boredom.
Well, this is probably not your style of film.
It's definitely not a guy's movie. I mean, it seems to go on forever. I wasn't interested in any of the characters, and I frankly didn't see the point of it. I mean, I didn't understand what the big secret was she was confronting. As far as I can tell, she was just reminiscing about a past romance.
Probably the thought of life ending. That's a little harsh.
That's big.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, John's kind of movie.
It didn't end quick enough.
you were getting popcorn at that point.
Maybe so. I stepped out for a few phone calls, you know, so I could make time pass. Yeah. But
what a great critic.
I mean, it's just that...
It didn't get you.
It didn't get me. I mean, she's really just reminiscing about the past, and there's no real point to it. I mean, that clip that we played kind of alludes to some big mystery or secret. It's really not there. But I can see how some people would get emotional about it with the whole end of life thing. The actors in this are tremendous. And it's a pretty good period piece. I mean, it's set in 1950s Newport, Rhode Island, which is some very cool scenery in it. So.
And the girls are really going to get this one, though, because there's always a defining moment in a woman's life. Well, this is kind of reflecting on that. So See, he didn't get it at all.
Right.
So the girls are going to get it. The guys are not. Or clearly, John is not. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Evening a yellow.
So maybe go with your lady friends.
Yes,
or with your mom or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you angry that you didn't sacrifice that movie for somebody that you're actually dating or married to? You went with Dawn. You had to go.
I know. That's part of the job, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the hard part.
He hates it.
So movie night traffic light, give that one a yellow, and now you have a family film.
Yeah, the title of our next movie is perhaps appropriately actually the French word for piece of rat poop, or I think it is. Ratatouille.
John might not have been paying attention to this one either, but Ratatouille is an animated movie starring a rat named Remy, and Remy is played by Patton Oswalt. You guys might recognize him from King of Queens. He's one of Kevin James's really good friends, sidekicks. Well, in a weird twist of events, he finds himself in the middle of a French restaurant in the kitchen cooking with a human chef named Linguini so that Linguini can impress his boss. Well, because he's a rat and everything, they have to keep it a secret what he's doing. Well, one of the other human chefs is played by Janine Garofalo. Oh. She starts to suspect something's going on. Well, here's a clip of Linguini finally confessing to her what's happening.
It's sort of disturbing. I have a I have a rat.
You have a rat?
No. I have this tiny, a tiny chef who tells me what to do.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody pretty much knows about Remy, except for, of course, management and the dreaded food critic. Mm-hmm. But, of course, if Remy is good enough or dedicated enough, maybe it won't matter that he's a rat.
Oh, but yeah. A rat in the kitchen. I don't know.
I got to say, there's some pretty impressive animation in this. I mean, the animation, yeah. Absolutely superb.
Is that a DreamWorks film?
Did I mention the animation?
Or the...
it's Pixar.
It's Disney Pixar.
Oh, so it's the Pixar. Incredibles and yes. Monsters. Yeah, yeah. And that kind of stuff.
People, mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, though, come on, Disney, rats, are French rats? Is that really what our market testing is telling us the kids want? French rats.
So the
France?
Animation was good, and you're saying.
Guess we'll find out.
I mean, there are some cute characters in this, and there's a little bit of excitement now and then, but the story in this is just, I mean, it's horribly boring. I hate to say that, because they spend like 6 years making these movies, but it
and
literally...
And all the previews are talking about how it's like the best movie ever.
Yeah, they're pumping it big time, and I think they know that, I mean, it's going to put people to sleep. Because, I literally fell asleep.
Kids don't need a story, though. They don't care.
Well, we were in an audience with a bunch of kids, and it was so quiet that I slept peacefully. I mean, they just were not reacting to the film at all.
Yeah,
so.
The kids weren't really into it that much, but the animation really is amazing. It's amazing what they've done with animation.
We say that for a lot of animated movies, yeah, but this really is cutting edge. Animation, and there are some cute characters, but golly,
it's just a bummer because there's not a great story.
Yeah. But I mean, how are you gonna have a great story when it's rats in France cooking? I mean, come on,
John, just kind of a downer today.
Incredibles.
It's not that
bad. That was a great story. Let's go with superheroes that are
right. The Incredibles was a great story.
John maybe can relate to that more.
That's right.
But on our movie night,
superhero part, right?
Sure. So on our movie night, traffic light back to Ratatouille. We are going to rate that one a yellow. Yeah. And there was another movie though that came out earlier this week on Wednesday. They did an early release on Bruce Willis's new movie,
Die
Hard. Yep. So we're going to actually go to Elcon tonight to film people's reactions to that movie. So if you want to be in our TV show, stop by and tell us what you thought.
Now, Speaking of King of Queens, I just saw some previews for the guy who's the lead character and Adam Sandler. Have you heard about that one?
Yeah.
One where they pretended to be married.
They're a gay couple or something?
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know what the story is behind that, but I can imagine it's pretty funny, or at least the concept's pretty
funny.
We'll
check that one out.
And the next weekend, of course, Transformers, a big July 4th weekend.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Are we going to talk about that next Friday?
Yes, we are. Sweet. It's coming out on the 3rd, but we'll talk about it on Friday. They won't let us talk about it.
Okay, great. And your TV show is on Saturday, 12:30.
Saturday's at 12:30, right on the CW, Channel 8 or 58, thanks to Marshall's Jewelers. And
this week is kind of cool because we have some special guest appearances on our show, so check that out.
Great.
And you'll be wearing some nice you'll be wearing some nice bling, too.
That's right.
Absolutely. Marshall takes good care of us.
Don and John joining us with our movie night traffic light. We will talk to you again next Friday, and you can get all their details through our website, 929themountain.com.
Coming up, music on the way from I Can't See a Damn Thing, Jenny.
It's right here. Sorry.
That was my band in high school.
new shoes, NY, Georgia from...
What else is coming up? What time is this?
It's 11.
Friday, I'm in Love from The Cure. See the world.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to give songs. I want to give something that we're doing. What's coming up next in the show?
Oh, coming up at 8:15, we'll have our Studio C playback with Lifehouse.
Thank you. You want to just say that?
No, you go ahead.
All right. Coming up at 8:15, we'll do our playback encore presentation of Lifehouse, our 4th of July headliner that's on the way on the program.
Woo!
Okay. There it is.
I'll edit that.